Our world is desperate for epiphanies, and not just any epiphany. For the Orthodox, this feast is named Theophany, the manifestation of God. And not just any God, not the God of the white nationalists, not the God of violence and revenge, not the God of getting ahead, but the God revealed in Jesus Christ of the Gospels. To be honest, the world doesn't care all that much. But this night, in this church, we celebrate that in Jesus Christ, the wonder of God was revealed. I try and make it less abstract. To have an epiphany means the moment when one goes, aha, to say, now, I get it. But this leaves me with a daunting task. I have 10 minutes to present to you Jesus Christ, so you say, aha. So it changes your direction, just as he keeps changing mine. I have to get the light to shine right over the place where Jesus is asleep in you and awaken you to the importance of following him. In fact, our world is desperate for epiphanies. What we get instead is publicity. How many times have you seen the advertisement of Migros making Christmas happen with two cute little munchkins smiling at a cashier? If you want Christmas, shop Migros. Doesn't joy to the world just well up in you picking out carrots or a box of sugar? Even worse is the publicity individually designed to our own tastes. We get more and more of what some algorithms learned we want, and less of what matters. This week, Jimmy Carter died. 45 years ago, in a television address to the US, he put the problem very succinctly. Quote, "In a nation that was proud of hard work, strong families, close-knit communities, and our faith in God, too many of us now tend to worship self-indulgence and consumption. Human identity is no longer defined by what one does, but by what one owns. But we discovered that owning things and consuming things does not satisfy our longing for meaning. We've learned that piling up material goods cannot fill the emptiness of lives which have no confidence or purpose." End quote. Publicity insists we buy more. It forces us to dream of possessing. But when we see Jesus portrayed in the Gospels, we realize that such dreams are bogus. They turned rotten when we went from having enough to wanting more and more and more. They turned cruel when wealth became the sign of a successful life and poverty, dirt, failure. Our world is desperate for epiphanies, for the clarity that says our lives matter regardless of how much we have, that we are loved regardless of who we are. It is no accident that epiphanies are often described as beams of light. Of old, some wise men followed a star that led them to a humble village to worship a baby born of peasant class. But what they see is starred bright enough that they leave behind their best as an offering. And even their dreams are changed, so they go home another way. To meet Jesus often comes with an aha. Oh, God is like that. And then even our hopes become different. Our journeys home are given a new GPS. How I want you to see Jesus this night, so that your life might move toward love, toward kindness, toward serving rather than striving, toward sharing rather than having. How I want you to see Jesus, because in Jesus is the life worth the living. How I want you to meet Jesus, who can demand both that we deny ourselves and take up our cross, and also promise that my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We need epiphanies, not just some nice sentimental religious experience by which God gets conveniently parked in church. We need the light of God shining us around, turning us around, so our dreams include feeding a hungry stranger or giving beyond what we previously imagined, or desiring more than we ever thought possible to shine like a star, giving thanks, spreading the love of Christ. Our world is desperate for such epiphanies. I recently listened to a podcast entitled "Are Men Okay?" by Sian Illing and Scott Galloway. In this podcast, they reported that they were rather disturbed young men themselves. What changed their direction was when an older man intervened at a crucial time, able to pose the right questions and give support. In this podcast, they pleaded for men to take courage and befriend boys without male mentors in their lives. But they went further. They admitted that what really had changed their whole perspective was when they themselves had children. With a child, suddenly there was no longer any quid pro quo. Scott Galloway remarked, "That's the only time in my life I've ever felt whole, really whole. It's like, okay, I get it. I'm here for a reason. I'm doing something." Their world changed with having children. They described it as giving themselves for the sake of someone else without expecting any return. I thought, can I shine a star on that? Now I want to be careful not to make an equation between having a child and following Jesus. some children are unwanted, mistreated, unloved. And for many families, children become an extended selfishness. Only the best for my kid is closely related to only the best for me. So to follow Jesus goes much further. In the old story, the shining star meant giving the gold away and laying what was most precious at God's service. We need this epiphany. So when we have moments when we breathe, aha, okay, I get it. I'm here for a reason. The star shines, and we see us before us new dreams, filled with God's love for everyone, not just those like us. The Bethlehem star points us to serve the lost and forgotten. Recently, I went to the soup kitchen to play Christmas songs. Some of you were serving the hungry at that meal. Suddenly, I was playing on this old, out-of-tune piano, and a little girl pulled up a stool, and she sat right down beside me, big smiles, and started to play. I mimicked her. She mimicked me. I played softly. She played softly. She radiated delight. When Doreen came with the camera, she became a star, shining bright. No one would say that we made music together. But it was as much Christmas as Silent Night. This night, I want the Star of Bethlehem to shine directly on the spot where Jesus lays in you, to give you direction in whatever night envelops you. I want the Star of Bethlehem to glow around you with thanks and wonder. I hope you see Jesus and worship him by offering your best, whatever that best may be. Then, with your dreams renewed in his love, you can go home by another way.